USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Florida officials announced Friday that they plan to demolish the remaining structure of the Champlain Towers South condominium following the partial collapse that killed at least 22 people and left more than 100 unaccounted for. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The mayor signed an emergency demolition order to bring down the rest of the building behind me. But when that happens, it's up to engineers, and it could take weeks.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Friday night that she has signed an emergency order once engineers and other officials approve. Dr. Robert Malone, who identifies himself as a pioneer of mRNA vaccines, said that LinkedIn recently deleted his account after he made comments about mRNA COVID-19 vaccines and questioned whether they're appropriate to give to certain groups of people. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Residents of a Miami-area high-rise loaded clothes and valuables into suitcases, laundry baskets, and wagons, and wheeled them to waiting cars after they were forced to evacuate the building when it was found to be unsafe in a review prompted by the deadly collapse of a building just a few miles away. An audit prompted by the collapse of Champlain Towers South and nearby Surfside found that the 156-unit Crestview Towers in North Miami Beach, about 5 miles away, had been deemed structurally and electrically unsafe in January, the city said in a news release. The U.S. Supreme Court Thursday gutted most of what remains of the landmark Voting Rights Act. The court's decision left close to a dead letter, the law once hailed as the most effective civil rights legislation in the nation's history. On Thursday, the Supreme Court reinstated the laws, declaring that unequal impact on minorities in this context was relatively minor and that states don't have to wait for fraud to occur before enacting laws to prevent it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of the Amish. Wendy King has more.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Minnesota Amish community that opposed a county requirement to install a septic system to treat wastewater from their homes. The Swartz and Trooper community members who opposed the use of modern technologies due to their religion fought the requirements by Fillmore County, which was put in place in 2013. The septic system would filter and treat so-called gray water, which is left over from use in bathing, cooking, and laundry. The Supreme Court overturned a lower court's ruling requiring the Amish families to comply, saying it imposes on their religious freedom. The community offered instead to install less sophisticated treatment systems that use wood chip filled basins to filter the gray water. The county denied that as an option and threatened to declare their homes uninhabitable. Supreme Court Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote that the county officials have subjected the Amish families to threats of reprisals and inspections of their homes and farms. They've attacked the sincerity of the Amish faith. In this country, neither the Amish nor anyone else should have to choose between their farms and their faith. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
With so many areas in the United States with low vaccination rates, the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus will make it that much harder for the country to reach herd immunity, a top expert says. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.